Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pitch Please, the podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. I'm Alex. It's getting late into the year. It's cold as balls, Tom.
It's cold as balls out there. Oh, boy. What a cold, cold day. How shit it is. People like winter, apparently.
I like winter. Like honestly, I like it. I don't like being cold.
We're also joined by James.
Hello, I'm James, Drink More Glup developer and cold as balls. Fun guy.
Do you like winter, James? Are you a winter guy?
Yeah, I love winter. Who doesn't like wearing comfy jumpers, putting the heating on? You know, it's all lovely, cozy.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love a jumper and I love a coat. I hate the grey, the cold, the rain. It's miserable. Chris.
Hi.
Oh,
well,
I thought you were
going to
ask me something.
Hi. You know how this goes? We're like, how many episodes in are
we? I know, but you started having a conversation about fucking winter.
See, I like winter because at least in winter, you can get warm. In summer, it's hard to cool down, right? So in winter, you can add layers. You can't take layers off once you're completely like Starkers.
You absolutely can, like Rock DJ.
Right, yeah.
Like, just like Rock DJ.
So, yeah. Anyway, we're back this week. Hi, everyone.
And you had a go at me.
Way to derail it with Rock DJ. Jeez.
Okay, so we're going to do something slightly different this week because yesterday we ended up having a conversation about...
Raise your hand if you're not with a man. Can you kick it?
About game ideas. And it came up like, if Pitch Please was a game, what would that be? How would that work?
What would the Pitch Please game be?
And then Tom has taken that and run with it, right?
I've run with it. I think we all have. This is going to be a weird one because this is one in which we all have had a little bit of prep for it because... It's a conversation we all had about how to make Pitch Please a game. Now, I will say this isn't a video game. This is a card game, much akin to Cards Against Humanity, Geek Out, things like that. So, yeah, we were thinking, what could we do to make a card game of Pitch Please? And I think you guys had the idea of making one that was kind of similar to like Snake Oil, right? Where... You have a hand of cards, you play two cards, they are genres or mechanics from a game, and then you just make a game.
Do you want to just pitch it for me, Tom? Because that's exactly what you're doing right there, son.
All right, you go, Chris.
No, you're first. You're the one.
No, this is a weird. This is a weird one where everyone has
I'm still doodling some bits.
Oh, you're still prepping.
You prepared. You have this like PNG. So I'm just like,
in there.
I'm doodling.
He's using his iPad.
Okay, I'll do my idea, which is very in depth. I will say that. So it might take a long time. So my idea is a mix between Uno and a card game called Geek Out, which I don't think many people know about, but Geek Out...
What is Geek Out?
Geek Out is a game where a card is played that is like Marvel superheroes or superheroes with weaknesses or characters with hook shots or something like that. And each person then goes around and they're like, I can name three Marvel superheroes. And the next person is like, oh, I can name four. And you basically have to gamble a way around the table and say like, oh, I can do seven, I can do eight. And at one point, everyone then says, oh, you can do 13? You can do 13 Marvel superheroes? Okay. All right, let's see it.
You can do 300 and Marvel superheroes? There aren't that
you
many.
You can do 40,000 Marvel superheroes? And you've got 2 minutes to then name as many as you've gambled, right? And if you don't, you lose a point. If you do, you gain the point. Mm-hmm. And there's loads of different things. And the idea is, you know, you're the guy that has the most knowledge about all these obscure topics. And, you know, some of them are like, oh, name Batman's vehicles or things like that. And everyone's like, oh, I can name one, the Batmobile. And then someone else comes along and is like, oh, don't you remember the Batrider or the Batwing? I don't know if those are things. I'm pretty sure the Batwing is a thing. Anyway.
Batwing is.
So that's what Geek Out is. So my game in which I'm mixing it with Uno, which obviously is a game where you have a hand of cards, you're trying to reduce your hand down to zero, and that's when you win.
Now I'm confused.
Is that you have a hand full of... I've run with the idea that you start with 30 cards, right?
Okay. Well, each person has 30 cards, so us four would have 30 cards each.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
And they are filled with different genres, different game mechanics, different, you know, different parts of hundreds of different games, right?
Right.
And the way you play your cards is you pick as many cards as you can in your hand, play them down, and then name one game that they all apply to. Well, I've actually come up with a list of 30 things here, and I think it'd be fun to try and play round one of this game, right?
What's it called? Are all these games just going to be called Pitch Please, the game? Is that it, or is it like a subtitle?
Yeah, that's just
Pitch,
I think
Pitch Attack.
Like, Pitch Attack. Ease of use.
And branding, why are you saying,
Alex, we want branding to be
Pitch Extreme.
Point.
Pitch Extreme, sure. I like that.
And okay, so what I've got here is I made a image of 30 different cards with 30 different things from games in there and genres and stuff like that.
I'm looking at it. It looks great. I'm going to share it on Twitter.
I think when this episode goes live, post it onto the Twitter as well. And if you're listening now, I want you to look at this image, pause this podcast, look
at
the
image. Where can they find it, Tom?
They can find it at Pitch Please Pod, Pitch Please Without the Vowels, Pod with the Vowels. Find the image, and I want to see people playing the game. So the game is, you've got a list of 30 things. Mm-hmm. Cross off as many as you can, and then name one game they all apply to. Whoever wins, whoever gets the highest score, will send you nothing. Okay?
Okay, I've got quite an important question here, which I think, especially because we're playing this remotely, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming Google, any kind of research, not allowed during that time, right? You can't say like, okay, I have to think about it. I'm going to Google a bunch of games to check if these mechanics are in them. It's just whatever's in your head at that time, whatever you can remember.
Whatever.
I feel like Googling's a bit cheap.
Yeah, I feel like you should be
But you also have to come up with the game, right? You also have to think of the game. And if you think of the game and then say like, wait, does this have guns in it? I can't remember.
Does Doom have guns in it?
You know, whatever.
I don't know. And
it doesn't matter. I just want to see the best thing that people can get from this list. So the list I've got, and this is going to go on for a little bit.
Yeah.
Roguelike.
Has it already?
Shut the fuck up. Roguelike, deck builder, ARPG, first person shooter, magic, crafting, cooking, turn-based combat, cel-shaded, permadeath, skill tree, classes or jobs, top-down, isometric, city building, bow and arrow, grappling hook, action points, dice, RNG, resource management, vehicles, puzzles, romance, single player only, escort quests, stealth, morality, quick time events, and point and click. So it's so varied. It's so varied. You're not going to be able to play 30 cards and say, yeah, this is American Truck Simulator.
Try me.
What if you could? What if there is one game that exists that contains all of these things in it?
Maybe there is. Maybe that's the ultra card. Maybe we can then have a house rule where we're like, yeah, don't mention American Truck Simulator. That game's too powerful.
So is part of this game where you also have to argue your point?
Yeah, exactly.
What can you define as romance, for example? Like, can you be like, there's an actual arc, or
Chris
is like
making an obscene gesture?
Then you can, start Googling. Well, what is love, really?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Exactly.
Don't hurt me.
No more.
So yeah, obviously, there's going to be a point where you play. If someone plays 15 cards down, that's huge, and then they have to argue every single card they play, and maybe the game takes 4 or 5 hours to play, but we'll see.
Okay, so can we just run through?
Because then people get into really heated arguments.
How does this actually, like, we're not all using the same, like, we've got our own individual hands, right?
Yeah, so in the actual game, everyone would have 30 different, maybe there's some crossover cards or whatever, some that blend into the next hand or whatever. But, you know.
How many players is this meant to be?
40.
40 players.
40 players. 30
I don't know.
Cards.
Like,
so you
want like
40
six,
times
five, 30 players.
Different cards.
It's like five
I think
or six
four
players.
Is a good number. Like, how many would you play Uno with? You play it with like 4 or 5 or something. It's a
I
handful.
I think you could come up with like 200 game mechanics. If you go into the really nitty gritty genres as well. Tom.
If everybody needs the same set of cards, then you almost want to be like, bring your own deck. Like, is
a deck builder.
BYOD. So the thing that's confusing me a little bit at the moment is that I don't quite understand how, like, Geek Out, you said, works. So I'm assuming everyone works from, everyone's guessing from the same card, right? A card comes down and it's like Marvel superheroes.
No. Oh, yeah, Geek Out it is, yeah.
But in this, it's
but
not.
In this, it's like you have a hand of cards, 30 cards that have different things on them, and you're just trying to play as many as you can to assign to one game, and whoever can get to zero quicker wins. And I think the only way it's applied to the Geek Out is your knowledge of games is better than someone else's.
And so we're taking turns, and I, for example, if it was my turn, I, for example, would put down just 10 cards and say, these all connect to Assassin's Creed. This is Assassin's Creed.
Exactly.
And that's my turn.
So from this list and from the image on the Twitter or whatever, you know, this is one person's hand and we're all playing it slightly differently to how you would play it. Everyone would have a different hand. Yeah. But as time goes on, you know, you've got really weird ones in your hand, like romance, which you can't necessarily assign to every game. You've got escort quests. You've got all these weird dud hands, and it will then potentially take longer to end the game because you're like, I can only play like 2 cards at a time or 1 card at a time.
Yeah, I like the idea that you have drips and drabs, like the final cards you have the shit.
You get real shitters, like city building and romance, like your last 2 cards. Fuck, I guess I'm taking 2 turns to finish this one, unless I remember this game, City Skylines in Paris.
Romance edition, romance DLC.
Yeah.
Sims.
Red Light District DLC.
The everybody getting different cards, I guess there's a bit of like, I don't know, someone might just get a favorable hand, but that's kind of most card games really, isn't it? It's like the RNG.
Yeah, there's the element, which I think is okay, right? That's fine. Encourages conflict.
I feel like you'd need to, because if you just had the same cards, then you would just learn, I know that this game ticks off 10 of these cards, so I can do it in 3 rounds.
Well, that's what I was thinking. There's always, with games like this and games like Geek Out as well, like the more you play it, you eventually get to a point where you're like, oh, cool, this card has come down. I remember this guy mentioning 15 different things. I'll just name those 15 again and say 16 and add my own. like, I guess it's a party game, right? Like, if you play it with the same group over and over again, then someone's going to destroy the game by saying Breath of the Wild. and it's like, oh great, you've got the alpha card, Breath of the Wild. Yeah, you've just played down 16 cards. Cool, because that game has everything.
Okay, so how are we going to play it now, Tom, between the four of us? How would this work?
So I think just, yeah, go through the list of all of the cards that are in there and just try to think of a game. Whoever gets the best score will win this version of the game. What's up, Chris?
Can I automatically already put a spin on this, which I think will make it better?
Well, we should do the first. We should do the base before version even first. Played before around. We play the expansion. No, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no. Let's see. Let's see what it is.
It was more that I think what would be more interesting is if you drew a game and you have to lay out the cards that represent that game, and it's the other people have to guess, and then the first person who guesses wins that card.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
kind
first
of an interesting one. Yeah.
So if you put down, if you got Breath of the Wild, all those things aren't going to help you, right? Even if you put all them down, because like, a lot of games have those aspects, and it becomes more of a how well do the people you're against know the game and how well do you know that game? Because you're now, you're so like, I could like put down top like down isometric city building and you'd be like, well, that's Sim City, like 2000 or whatever. But that's the
so
card.
It's like charades, but with cards. So you've got to explain a game.
Sorry for interrupting. I just had that idea now. I'd probably forget it.
I think that's a very different game. But what if you don't have the cards in your hand to describe American Truck Simulator?
I know. So you would always have that deck. You have that deck available to you all the time. It's just you draw the game.
Then, I hate to say this, Chris. This sounds like a game mode of this game. I thought I'm not to take the piss, but I seriously think this game
works.
Could have that as a mode. Why not?
Also, which is why, James, I called it a spin. I didn't say a completely different game.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I knew exactly what I was talking about.
To go down the John Quick route, if you play a card that has a game on it and you can only use cards to explain the game, but you have the same deck of cards every single time, why have the deck? Why not just say you can only explain this game with your voice?
Okay, well, you could limit the number of cards people can choose, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll play a round of Tom's game first, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
So, round one of Pitch Extreme.
Okay, all right. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for thinking. We didn't think about that at all. That's taken us about half a second because we're just so good at it.
We're so quick. Oh, my God.
Didn't have to
kind of
anything.
Did you even edit that down? I didn't.
No, I didn't. I thought I was worried that I would have to. I didn't have to at all.
Not at all.
So what have we got? Tom?
I think I've got a pretty strong 13 out of 30, which is pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. That's 13, that's almost half. That's almost half
almost
of the cards
half.
In here.
It's a powerful one. Okay. I feel like we might all say the same game, but yeah, okay. 13.
All right. Wait, are we banning Breath of the Wild? Does that feel like the cheat bullshit?
I don't have 13.
Wow,
because you used
Breath
of the Wild as a joke earlier. We can't. What?
If no one else has got that, I'm going 13. I want to see how
right,
if fine.
I don't
okay.
have
a power
okay.
card.
Breath of the Wild is it? Okay. All right. Yeah. James, what have you got?
I've got 12, but I'm an idiot.
12.
And I've missed one. I've got a clear 13, maybe.
A clear
I don't know.
13.
I'll stick with 12.
No, because you've got to match Tom at least, surely.
Okay, 13. I'll go for 13. I've got 13.
I'm getting excited now. Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
What have you got?
Motherfuckers, 14.
Oh, shit.
Of course.
Okay. All right. And Alex?
Do you want to hear what I've got?
Like 4.
16.
You fucking don't.
I could get 16, but I don't know if these features are actually in it.
Okay.
Which is the whole point, I guess.
This is the problem I have as well. What happens if I'm incorrect? Am I just marked down for the things I'm incorrect on, or am I disqualified?
I think Uno has card draw, doesn't it?
I am on
and
16.
And I think that's an important aspect. I think for everyone you get right, you lose those cards. For everyone you get wrong, you draw that and then draw that again. You draw them back and then draw some cards back again. Okay. So you add into your hand.
Chris is making notes. It's not fair.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe.
Okay, so we've got 13s, a 14 and a 16, right?
So yeah, we'll
I'm
start
on 16
with the
as well.
Lowest.
Fuck.
You're on 16 as well?
Well, yeah, because I've just realised there are two things that I could have had. But they're the ones I'm not sure about, so.
Okay. Sure. Okay, well, James, go with your solid 12.
I'll go with one. Right. Should I say the game? I'll say the cards first, and then I'll say the game.
No, say the game, because we can argue one by one.
All right. Yeah. I've got Minecraft. I've got...
Oh, okay. Shit, okay.
That's a pretty
FPS,
good one. Yeah.
Magic.
FPS.
Mm. Crafting. Cooking. Cell shaded isn't right.
No, it's not cell shaded. Okay, so straight away you've lost someone. I'm also going to argue.
I've already.
Can I also argue magic?
There is magic in it. There is magic. Not to leap to James's, not to try and help my opponent, but I think you could argue there's cell shading because there are so many mods for it.
There's different packs. That's why I put cell shading. Yeah, you can get different mods for it.
Oh, wait, enchanting. Yeah, of course there's magic. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's why I put cell shading. Fucking forgotten already. Anyway, right. Then I've got city building, quote unquote city building. Come on. You build a city out of blocks.
You can build a city.
Bow and arrow, obviously. Yeah. Get bow and arrow. RNG, because some things are randomly generated, like the whole fucking map. Resource management, vehicles, puzzles, stealth, and morality. Because you can kill the pig, not kill the pig.
Morality is a bit... Like that's the player injecting morality into the game. That's not something that's present in the game.
But it allows a platform for that to exist.
You know what? In fact, I think you could equally argue that that's all of Minecraft. Like city building could not be in the game because you're just injecting that. It's like Lego. It's like, let's say, it's like saying that stuff is in, like, you know what I mean? Like that's not.
Yeah.
I think there's an argument either. I don't know.
But with city, you can program so much of it as well, though. So you could.
I feel like morality is a bit shaky, James. I think that's a bit cheeky.
Like BioShock has literal morality choices. Mass Effect has morality choices. Minecraft, do I kill the pig or not?
Lock my friend in a room and just leave them there to blow them up.
You can say that for every multiplayer game. How about you take away morality and I'll let you have one that you didn't actually pick, permadeath. There is a hardcore mode in Minecraft.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't know there's a hardcore mode. So yeah.
How many is that? Have you gone through all of them now?
That's all of them.
That was all 12, I think.
Holy shit.
That's 13. I added vehicles. I missed vehicles, obviously.
Fair enough.
Like, you know, the minecart.
That's a vehicle. Okay, I'll go with mine. I add 13 as well. I went with Breath of the Wild because I thought this was a power card. I didn't think about Minecraft or apparently whatever games you guys have thought up.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's got magic.
Yeah.
It's got crafting, it's got cooking, it's cel-shaded. What else have I got here? It's got a bow and arrow, obviously. Grappling hook. I can't remember if Breath of the Wild had a grappling hook or not.
Oh, no.
I don't think it did.
I don't think it does, no.
Damn it. Okay. Resource management, vehicles, because you can get the bike later on. Mm-hmm. puzzles.
Resource management,
romance
where's that?
In there. Resource management. You pick up resources in Breath of the Wild and you can craft and cook with it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'd argue it.
Yeah.
Romance, I'm like 90% sure Link is all over that Zelda.
I don't know, but that's not part of it. I know. I don't think
you've seen the memories.
No.
Link and Mipha. Link and Mipha.
I don't think there is any explicit romance in that game.
No, there is.
Because you're not doing it, it's just implied constantly.
I feel like there's a lot of fan art that you can find.
Link Prince Sidon or Sidon or whatever his name is. They're definitely bone, and I've seen the art. Okay, fine. I that one. Single player only. Escort quests. There absolutely is. Stealth. There isn't any morality choices. And
where are the escort quests in Breath of the Wild? Where are you escorting people?
There's like some side quests where you have to walk alongside people. Okay. There's one on a bridge where you have to walk them across the bridge.
Yeah, because
so
those
killed.
Little jumpy assassin boys are coming and all something.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't think I can argue quick time events. Well, maybe I can.
No.
When you jump out of combat and it does that slow motion thing.
That's not a quick time event. A quick time event is a button prompt on the screen. That's a slow time event.
Navigating the map, I would argue that's point and click.
I can't
let that slide.
All right, I have 12. If you're not letting me have romance, I have 12. So I'm behind.
I'm on the fence about the romance. I mean, I know.
No.
I mean, all right. Okay,
I just don't think it's there. Like, I think maybe there's a...
I want to see everyone's outrage because Link and Mipha 100%.
But maybe it's in like, I don't even think it's implied. I think it's just hoped for by the people who play
the
game.
No, it's literally like in the dialogue. Right. Like she's like, oh, really sucks that you're with Zelda because, wow, I'd get down on that Linky.
She does say that.
I love you.
But is that yeah.
Linky's winky?
Oh, well, Daddy, give me the Linky. She says that.
I would be more inclined to be okay with romance than point and click. I don't know.
Okay, so Alex, you had a hard 16. Chris, what are you on?
I am on 19 now.
Fucking no, you're bullshit.
Not. I'm on 15 and 4 I'm unsure about.
He's right. going to say, like, okay, Unity yeah, engine or something.
No. So... I say the name first, don't I?
Wait, hang on. Well, Should I do mine first?
Let's go with Alex because he's behind.
Go for it.
Okay. And I might need help. Like, there might be more of these as I go through because it's been a while since I played it.
No, you played the cards.
All right. All right. My 16 is for Disco Elysium, which I think
has quite a lot of stuff. That's pretty good.
So skill tree. There's classes and jobs because that's the same thing. That's the thought cabinet stuff. You internalize the thoughts.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I was a little bit confused about top-down isometric. It's top-down, it's isometric, right?
Isometric is an angle. Top-down is...
Yeah, isometric's like a 45 okay, degree. So Disco Elysium's isometric.
Okay, so
Disco,
isometric. Yeah. There's dice, RNG, it's point and click, it's single player, there's morality, there are puzzles, there's definitely romance because you go out on a date. There's permadeath, there's a permadeath mode. I don't know about turn-based combat is the only thing. I don't know if there's turn-based combat.
No, like, I mean, all of the combat is done through like a dialogue tree, right? Like,
yeah, but then it's still like, it's still turn-based, right? You select an action.
I wouldn't even call it combat.
Well, it's not, combat. Yeah, I suppose so. Okay, right, fair enough. I can't remember how many I've mentioned already. What have I done? How many
I don't
is
know.
That? It's not fucking 19, is it? So it doesn't matter.
No, it's not 19.
It doesn't fucking matter.
But, okay. I mean, yeah, no, that's a good one, though. You actually had a ton in there.
There's quite a lot.
There's vehicles. Did you say vehicles?
I didn't say vehicles. There is a vehicle because you, yeah, the vehicle.
Yeah, you drive
there's
your
a
car.
Couple, yeah, yeah. Now, what about cooking? Because you can, like, cook drugs.
Can you?
Yeah, I think so. Can't you cook some?
Oh, you
some
played. You
up?
Played a real piece of shit cop in that
heavy,
game.
Yeah, I was just like, I just had a plastic bag walking around picking up.
I was a really nice and pathetic guy, and you were just this topless drug user. Yeah.
I was on speed the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you cooked drugs in your playthrough, then A, you're a monster, and B, I suppose, yeah, you could argue cooking in
fun.
That.
And crafting, I don't think that counts as is in there, really. I can't think of a crafting thing. Maybe that's the one I was a bit fuzzy about. I can't think of a crafting element. I feel like there is, but it's escaping me.
I mean, I guess you could argue in a typical point-and-click adventure that putting a door handle on the door is crafting. You're crafting a door.
Yeah, but then that could also be like resource management, I suppose, right? You're putting the things together and then the inventory management, I guess. That's what I'm also reading resource management as being. Like inventory, because you know, like a CRPG, when you just have like an inventory just full of shit, and you're constantly moving stuff about and being like, oh fuck, I need space for this and blah blah blah. RNG, I didn't mention that. That kind of goes
RNG,
in with the
you said there was dice, I think.
There's dice,
and I guess
does RNG
I guess you could
fit
say
with
that
as well?
Anytime there's dice, there's also
RNG.
RNG.
Yeah, so maybe some of these need a bit to tweaking because the dice and RNG could be the same thing, right?
No, you've just got a really good hand. Well done.
All right. Well, thank you. But it's not as good as yours, is it, Chris?
Maybe not. You're 19. What's your monster game?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
Magic, right. Turn-based combat, permadeath, RNG, dice, action points, bow and arrow, isometric, classes, skill tree, resource management, puzzles, escort quests, stealth, morality, point and click. And then the ones I'm not sure about is crafting, cooking, and romance. I think romance, yes. Because you can
there has to be
character
romance, right?
Divinity, yeah. There is romance in it. Divinity Original Sin had crafting and cooking.
So I could have gone for that.
Could have gone for that. Shit, you know what?
17
I
got.
That might have been what was going through my head when I made this list because I've been playing Baldur's Gate 3. I think when I made this list, I basically just thought, what does Baldur's Gate 3 Baldur's have Gate for some reason? Have? It didn't even come to my mind.
Then
why didn't I think
to actually
of that?
Pick it, yeah. Okay, so
yeah. Yeah, so it was 17 altogether.
All told, 17. He's just all played told, almost 17 all in. Of his hand.
Well done, Chris. You have won the first Congrats. World championship pitch extreme. What Thanks. Did everyone think of that? Of Tom's take on the pitch card game, pitch please card game.
So the future rounds, by the way, they would be. Chris has now got 13 cards left. Mm-hmm. I've got 18 or whatever I had. And we just carry on through that. So I technically have more cards in my next hand. I might be able to craft some bigger game than Chris in the next turn. Eventually, we'll get to the final rounds where maybe Chris has 4 cards left, but they're so disjointed that he's struggling to put a game together for it. And then maybe James will end up winning. Maybe. And that's how it goes.
The thing that I was going to say was that it did seem a bit like I could see it. If everyone has lots of hands, like a lot of cards in their hand, people are going to start thinking of the same games quite frequently. So it's good that you're constantly, that you have the Uno element of you're losing the cards because then the games that you're thinking of is constantly changing. But one thing I was thinking is...
You can't say Breath of the Wild 4 times in a row because... you just can't because you've already played the cards applied to that.
In that, like, I think along that thinking, what do you think about perhaps some kind of, for example, you guys nearly thought of or could have thought of Breath of the Wild, both, like, all four of us could have just said Breath of the Wild, right? If two
we
people,
were explicitly told not to, and then one of us still chose it anyway, almost as the rules didn't,
but if
matter.
Two people
no, we, would,
say
we
the
were
same,
told not to after I picked it.
Right.
If two people say the same game, should there be a kind of an instant you're out of that round to avoid
no,
that kind
so.
Of situation? Because what happens
Because you've all got different hands, is
we
the
just
thing.
Don't at the moment.
We don't know.
That's
in
true,
this
yeah, yeah. We're
sure,
using all of the like, cards. Yeah.
Do you think there should be some sort of wild card element to this?
So I was thinking about this because I want to find a way to introduce card draw in there because at the moment it's like you've got 30 cards, you go down, you go down, you go down, you go down, and you win or you lose or whatever.
Right.
I kind of like people to be punished for trying to play 20 cards for something that clearly doesn't have 20 cards applied to it or whatever. And that's by making them draw cards. I don't quite know how to do that, but I was also thinking of, having wild cards. Maybe there are certain cards that you can play in your hand that's like, right, for this round, until the start of my next turn, every game that is played has to be a fantasy game. And then it's like, fuck,
right.
this turn okay. that I had, this game is, it's now Cyberpunk it's 2077. Yeah, yeah. That's not fantasy. I can't play this like 40 cards I had. Because I have to do a fantasy game. Or maybe I don't know, there's power cards that basically are a little bit more wider reaching and apply to a lot of games at once, but do also limit you from like, oh, and this time you have to do a racing game. Like, oh, fuck.
Right. I guess like maybe that's the difference between dice and RNG. Like RNG is kind of a larger scope than dice is, right? But they're both kind of the same, but... RNG encompasses dice, I suppose.
In this version, sure. If you have dice and RNG, if you find a game that has dice in it, you've got RNG. But however, a game that has RNG doesn't necessarily have dice.
Yeah.
So I guess there's going to be easier cards and harder cards and whatever else. So I guess there is an element of oh shit, I got lucky because I literally had Skyrim in my hand, 30 cards, Skyrim.
Yeah.
Do you think we need to split these cards up so that it's more of an even draw? Because, you know, let's say you picked 30 cards that are all, I don't know, like a mechanic. Maybe that's not going to benefit you as opposed to someone who gets a 50-50 split of mechanics and genres or something like that.
Maybe there's different decks. Like here's the genre deck, you draw 10 from this. Here's the mechanics deck, you draw 10 from this. And then, I don't know, the something else deck, you draw 10 from that and that builds your hand.
That makes sense. Because if you end up having like a hand that is, you've got 10 cards and they're all genres, then you're probably not going to be able to, you're probably going to be behind because you're going to be able to do like one or two per round, right?
Yeah. And I think it's the genre cards or the genre deck that are going to be the ones that ensure that the game lasts way longer. Because if you have five different genres in your hand, it's like, well, I can't have fantasy game that is also a racing game, that is also an action RPG, that is also yeah. a city builder. Like, yeah. that's impossible. And that ensures that the game lasts for more than one round. So, yeah, I don't think it's ever possible to play 30. However, there's always going to be that story of, remember when Alex played 27 cards? Oh, my God.
I like the idea that there's a difference between, like, being able to argue the difference between, for example, city building as a mechanic and city builder as a genre. Like, those can be two separate cards because a game can have city building in it, like... I don't know, fucking Skyrim has building in it, but there's a yeah. mod, but then it's not a city builder. And that's where like the arguments are going to come from, I think.
I think that would be a good modifier card as well. It's like no mods. So you can't right, choose cards based on Skyrim's mods.
A no mods modifier.
Yeah, no mods.
Nice. Vanilla Minecraft. No yeah. And yeah, maybe also, you know, at the start of your turn, maybe you have like a minute timer or a 2 minute timer or whatever. So you can't just sit there for like we did for half a second, which for us in our, you know, highly developed brains felt like an eternity.
Yeah, huge amount of time.
It wasn't just clever editing. And by clever, I mean, it wasn't clever editing cuts.
And actually 5 to 10 minutes of thinking. Yeah. You know, maybe, you know, you've got 2 minute timer and at the end of the 2 minutes, you're like, okay, I have to play these cards. And maybe you'll miss some cards from your game. Maybe you can... You play Breath of the Wild and like, I've only got six and you've forgot that you have cooking and crafting and all these other things in your game. It's like, fuck, I could have played this for this game. Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's an element of knowing a lot of games, knowing a lot about the specific game that you're picking, and also arguing your point as well when you play your cards and people are like, come on, romance, really? And then you say, but Mipha literally said, I want to fuck you, Link.
I mean, the wild card adds the modifier card adds for a double argument as well. Because you could be like, I'm arguing that Minecraft is a fantasy game so that I can make my cards work.
It's got skeletons in it.
Yeah.
It's got skeletons of fantasy. It's got
magic.
Dragon.
It's got swords and shields. Come on. It's got a dragon, yeah.
I think it kind of is, right?
It is a fantasy game.
Totally. Was someone arguing that it wasn't just that?
I think James was arguing against himself, right?
Right.
Tom, I love this. I think it's fantastic. I think we should. I think we should just put
sorry,
it on
very
tabletop
quickly.
Sim.
I wanted to add, this is totally franchisable as well. I think this is going to be the next top trumps.
Trumps.
You could turn this into anything. You could have like a film version of this.
Should we call it Tom Trumps?
Pitch Extreme, but for movies. And you've got, you know, like strong female lead or different genres of films, and you can do that for films. Maybe you could have a Pitch Extreme Cars Edition, and then all the real, like, what are
this
they called?
This format
gearheads?
Must exist outside
petrol
of
heads in Britain.
Petrol heads, not gearheads. I don't know what that is.
That's an American...
And then they've got a load of cards in their hand. It's like V8 engine, V12 engine, and they have to name a load of cars that have all these different things. I don't fucking know. There's loads of different formats that this could work in. However, for us, it's gaming, and that's where it works best.
Oh man,
the original Pitch Extreme is the gaming edition.
What I really like about this, and this is partly what we were talking about the other day, is that a dev could use this as a game jam generator. If they've got their three stacks of like genre, mechanic, and fucking, I don't know, whatever we come up with, style, they could just flip over the top one of each card and be like, right, okay, I'm going to make that a game. I feel like that could be a really cool resource for someone to use and then have fun gaming times with their buddies.
My favorite thing about this is that I feel like out of all the games we've discussed, this one could actually be just made in tabletop sim. Like, I think I could probably just go and do it. Like, I could learn. I could do it.
I spent like 3 minutes before this episode making this image of 30 cards.
And
I
we
could
just
spend
played
another
a game,
12 but... minutes, another 12 minutes, and I'll have another 120 cards. I just print them out, and we can just play it now. not print it out and play it now, because, you know, coronavirus.
I mean,
but
give me an afternoon, I'll do some fancy graphic design on it, and, you know, that'd
exactly.
be great.
Oh, God, bam. It's actually, so we're going to
anyway,
make a game.
That's what I think the card game for Pitch Please should be.
I agree with you, Tom. I don't know. Do you, Chris? Really?
Yeah. Why do you sound so surprised?
Well, I just, you know, it's you.
I mean, I like it more because I won.
Well, there were more rounds to play.
So mine was more sort of brought back to the basics of it. What I really enjoyed is how when you decided to divide your card deck up into genre, theme, and mechanic, like I have written down here, the words genre, theme, and mechanic in three separate piles. Really loved that. Bastards.
Because someone else said it and you didn't get to say it in time because you spent this entire episode drawing a pitch document.
I drew that at the start when you were making your little cards.
Can you please screenshot that? And Thank you very much. I can show people what it is.
No, because it's fucking awful.
I think it looks beautiful, Chris. You've obviously spent a lot of time on it and put a lot of care in.
So in mine, there are two options of play. You can either have X amount of cards in a hand.
Or battlegrounds.
Or you blind draw one from each pile. So say we're sitting at a table. One of us, you know, chooses to be the publisher, right? So we have a publisher card. And then that goes clockwise after every round. And then we all draw three cards. We draw one genre, one theme, mechanic. And we then have to... there's a little egg timer, which I don't, if you can see it, just there.
He's drawn the egg timer.
I've drawn an egg timer. All the instructions are here too. And what you do is you flip that and you have that time to do your pitch, right? So you've just seen these cards. So you've, however, you know, how much sand does an egg timer have? Who knows?
I once had an 8-second hourglass.
Well, I know that's the whole job is to actually...
What? Was it broken? Or was it just...
I got it from a Kinder egg. It was really fucking disappointing.
That you dropped.
No, I opened a Kinder egg expecting like a buildable dinosaur. I got an hourglass that lasted for 8 seconds.
Wow.
I mean...
It was the darkest day of my childhood.
Well, not that one, because that's a bit too short. So you've got like 30 seconds, let's say, for this bit to pitch your game. And then... You go around.
God, that's not long.
Everyone. Well, I don't give a shit. A minute.
Seconds, Chris.
I did say X at first. Thank you very much. And then we start talking about 8-second hourglasses.
It's really depressed me, actually.
And then we go around and then the publisher chooses their favorite. And then it's the first person to X number of publisher cards wins. So you choose the game you would publish as the publisher.
So kind of like Fun Employed, Snake Oil.
Yeah, but like video game themed.
Yeah, game themed.
Game themed.
Okay. So if we were to do this...
You can
this,
either do a blind or you can have a hand that you choose from.
Chris. Right.
Hello.
I want you to make an RNG resource management game.
Well, I came up with a really fun one instead, Tom, which I was going to get to give to you, actually. I was going to... I flipped it. I want you to make a first-person kids games with finisher executions.
Okay, it's a game where it's a first person game, it's a VR game. You are a child drawing on the walls in crayon and you're trying to hide from your parents. So you're trying to draw like a smiley face on the wall and they come round, you try and tear off a bit of wallpaper so you can write your name. If the parents find you though, they fucking destroy you.
They fucking murder you.
They just curb stomp you to the floor.
They really tear you to bits. They pull out your spine and whip you with it.
But then, so that was an example of why I liked the blind draw, because you can get shit like that. Obviously, if you craft your hands out of cards that you've picked up, you can make something that you have a better idea of.
Yeah. No, I think the blind one
puts you like in a bit of a situation where, you know.
Oh, we can call the
you
game.
You end up with that.
We can call the game Wood Make Wood Play.
There you go.
Nice.
A pitch please and podcast Wood Make Wood Play production.
Yeah.
A PPPP Wood Make Wood Play.
So would you make or play a kids game where you in VR where you draw on walls and if your parents find you they tear you in half?
Fucking no.
Obviously, yeah. Yeah. I can pitch that to Oculus. We've got contacts. We'll pitch it to them. And then we'll see how quickly they say no.
No, I like that. Yeah, that's cool.
So that's my one. It's very Cards Against Humanity, thinking on the spot, which is what I love about like Snake Oil and that kind of. But it's also like how we do this podcast anyway, except for we don't have 30 seconds. We have you know, an entire hour to sort of
Which feels like four,
but yeah, that's mine. There are three separate decks, and you get a little egg timer, and it's nice. You have to elevate a pitch to the publisher, and then it goes around clockwise, and so then
I think if you go down the path of having those really wild ones like finisher executions and stuff like that, instead of like mine was very fucking bare bones kind of like, you know, game mechanics and game genres. If you have finisher executions and just things that really mega shake up a game idea, like my one where I just threw it in and just said, yep, the parents kill you, then I think that can make it a really fun game.
I think so, it's the wackiness of a game, the outlandishness of a game like Cards Against Humanity that makes it funnier, because some people are, you know, either uncomfortable with saying certain things or just like, holy shit, I can't believe, you know, I got that combination of cards.
Yeah.
But in this, it's like, holy shit, how do I do a kid's game where you can execute people with a finisher move? How do you make that kid friendly? And it's like, are they like pinatas and confetti comes out? Are you still killing a pinata? Can you kill a pinata? You know, shit like that.
All right. So we've got Pitch Please Extreme or Pitch Please, Pitch Extreme, whatever it is. And we've got Wood Pitch Make, Extreme. Wood Play.
Yeah.
Do we? I don't know if we even have time to do anymore. But James, did you have one? Did you have a?
I didn't really give it as much thought as these other two. But what I was thinking was more along the lines of Super Fight, if you've ever played that, where you get dealt
a
bunch of cards together and you have to try and put together a superhero and then convince a judge who, you know, you take it in turns, a bit like Cards Against Humanity, to be the judge, and you have to convince them that your superhero is best. But from memory, I might be remembering this completely wrong, but you deal a card to someone else to try and fuck up their superhero. So it might be like Batman, who can, has got laser eyes, but has also got crocodiles for hands. So, and then you've got to pit them against each other. So you've got to be like convincing the judge that crocodile hands could beat Superman, who's got jelly legs.
How could that work with games?
That was the inspiration for it, but where that wouldn't really work is that you would have the publisher. I think you need Chris's idea of the publisher.
Yeah.
And then you have to kind of pitch your game based on the random cards that you've been given, but that you might also, maybe you could have a card that you could deal to an opponent to fuck their game up or something, like a bunch of wild cards. So it's kind of combining bits of Tom's idea and Chris's idea to make a worse idea.
What if the game is you play one card, like it's just a random mechanic or whatever. You say it's Skyrim, and then someone else deals a card into your
Skyrim.
Well, no, I don't mean random. I mean it's bow and arrow, and you say Skyrim, and then someone else plays a card, say City Builder. No, not City Builder because that's too hard. Magic, and you've now got bow and arrow and magic, and you then have to say Skyrim still, and then someone else plays a card, and it's romance, and you're like, oh fuck. Baldur's Gate. And the game is people playing cards into this pile. Eventually you end up with like 15 cards of different things. And you're trying to say each turn someone plays a card into your hand, you're trying to say it's this. It's this game.
You have to have an empty hand.
The problem I have with that is that you need to have a very good knowledge of games. And if we want to make this like an accessible game, which is sort of where my head was at, was the whole, if you put cards together, you make up your own game and you pitch your own game. One, it's kind of on brand for us. And two, you don't have to know games at all. You can just play and just come up with shit. It doesn't matter.
True, but if like a video gamey based or themed card game, if you don't know games that well, are you going to...
Well, people be like, I've played, I don't know, Super Mario once, so I know games, it's hard to gauge that.
A game where you try to create new games and pitch them, you don't need much game knowledge to do that. You're just trying to come up with a fun story or a fun game idea, which is what this podcast is. Whereas I think I'm going down a very game trivia route because I want to flex in front of all these normies. and I think it's one or the other. You know what? I think ultimately, we could literally make a box of four different decks of cards, genre, mechanics, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then just have five sets of rules in there and just say, here's game one, here's James's game,
go for
here's
it.
Chris's game. Or so, if you want to, you could play Tom's game.
My other game option was where the publisher picks the genre and then you pick a theme and two mechanics and you have to pitch that. So the publisher says, I want a first person game. And you go, okay, well, I'm going to make you a kid's, you know, finishing moves, but also, you know, everyone flies. And you're like, okay, so how do I make that? So that was the other option that I had, was where the publisher gives, so that's kind of like Snake Oil, where you go, I'm an army, you know, I'm a soldier. What do I want? So in this, it's now I'm a publisher. I want a first person game. This is the publishing contract. Give me the other two.
Yeah.
Or give me the other three things.
I honestly think we could just have a box of cards and then just say, you know what, make your own fucking game.
I think, out of all of these,
love the tool idea. I like that it could actually be a proper tool that a dev could use. I really like that idea.
That's why I think out of all of these, and maybe it's because that's the one we've played, but I think Tom's idea feels like a game already. It feels like we just played a round of it and it was fun. And I could see it. I could see the next round working out well, like as you're reducing cards, you're having to think of different games.
And I mean no disrespect, Chris. I think it's
it's fine.
It's a game I haven't played anything like. Well, I mean, there's Uno and Geek Out, sure, but
I didn't understand of it is how do you win?
It's very trivia. How do you win?
Yeah. So you get down to zero won that cards. Round. Okay. Yeah. So. Oh, it just progressively gets harder and harder.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I was saying, you played 17 or whatever you played. The next turn, you would have 13, but you've got 13 shitters that you didn't consider from the last round. The next round, maybe you only play four cards, so you've only got nine cards left. It eventually gets harder and harder because you've got all these weird random cards in your hand.
So what happens if you can't play a card? Do you then have to draw?
You absolutely can at any point, right? Like, there's going to be a game with one mechanic.
Think of one game.
I know. Well, okay. Oh, yeah, because the game's not chosen. Yeah. So you choose the game. Yeah, sorry.
So that's how it works, really, I think.
I love it. Would play.
No, that's my one.
Shit. Would make, would play, and okay. would play, pitch, please, extreme.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what?
Can we not rename that to Extreme PP? Because I think that's much better.
Extreme PP. Perfect. There it is. I'm glad we're finally this far in. We got a different name for it.
I've still got it. Oh, and also with mine, you have to name it.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right. We're going to put this up on Twitter. If you guys can think of more than 19, or if you can think of fucking anything, just like I'm quite interested to see what people can, what
I
games
just want to see what
come
games you come up with from this list. It'd be really cool to see.
Also, if you have other
and if
ideas
you want us
for
to make
a
it,
pitch, please card game, I kind of want to hear those
if
as well.
If you want us to make it, let us know.
Yeah. Let us know which one of the four, five, six ideas that we had, all around the same basic framework of three deck.
I full on want to play this PP, Extreme PP. I think that was great. And also, there's something about flexing, the 15 plus flex, if you can think of that many in a game, it feels pretty good, right?
Oh, no, also play Would Make Would Play. I'd play all of them.
The thing is that even with just using Tom's deck of cards, you can play this game.
Mm.
You
exactly.
can play Would Make Would
this
Play.
Is, like, we're not even selling a game at this point. We're selling a results.
Not. We're selling like hours of fun. And when I say selling, we're not selling anything. But we would.
Hours? Are you kidding? Hours?
All right.
Days.
Well,
days.
Pitch Please box set Extreme, available now by simply typing a bunch of game mechanics and genres onto a notepad and printing them out.
I can feel Alex panicking as time goes on because this episode just isn't ending.
It's getting close to the hour. Thank you.
Yeah, but you've got to cut about 3 minutes of it.
We didn't think. Seconds. There was no thinking time, Chris. What are you talking about?
Oh, I mean... Yeah. What?
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week. Please play our game. Bye.
Play our damn games.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You love them.